You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Joshua Redman Quartet live in concert Saturday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at follytheater.org. Music of Ernest Tomlinson, an English composer and specialist in that genre they call light music, and that piece was called A Little Serenade. In that recording, Tomlinson conducted the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson with some more classical music as we enter the afternoon time. The Kansas City Symphony Quartet joins us in a few minutes. We heard already today Antony Dvorak's wonderful New World Symphony with Destiny. We'll have a chance in a few minutes to hear his American String Quartet. Then a bit later with the Baltimore Symphony, some music from an American composer, we'll hear the sound of Bright Blue Music from composer Michael Torkey, all in just a bit, here on Tuesday afternoon. Onward next with the Philadelphia Orchestra conductor Eugene Normandy and A Little Waltz by Johann Strauss Jr. Something fun for you from 1871. This was an attempt to extend the life somewhat of his comic operetta Indigo and the 40 Thieves. A little of those themes made their way into this waltz called A Thousand and One Nights on Kansas Public Radio. A fun waltz from Johann Strauss Jr. From themes from his operetta Indigo and the 40 Thieves, we heard A Thousand and One Nights, with Eugene Normandy leading the Philadelphia Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:20 now. Stay tuned for the Baltimore Symphony with us in the second half of the hour a bit later with a fun tone poem called Bright Blue Music from composer Michael Torkey. Still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting horn player, jazz pianist, and composer Chris Comer in concert, featuring works by Brahms, Massenet, Vivian Lee, and Comer on Thursday, February 12th. At the 1900 building. More at BachAriaSoloists.com. Currently on the KU campus, it's 37 degrees. High today around 39, cloudy skies. Cloudy tonight as well with a low of 24. It's a cloudy day in store for us tomorrow with a high of 40. Wednesday night's low around 23. We'll spend a good deal of time next with the Kansas City Symphony Quartet. Earlier this morning, I don't know if you had a chance to hear it or not, but Destiny played us Antony Dvorak's New World Symphony, which was written in the late 19th century during a time when Dvorak was spending time in New York. During that same period, he spent a summer in Spillville, Iowa, getting to know the Czech immigrant community in that state, and during his time there, he wrote the following string quartet shortly after the New World Symphony, Quartet number 12 in F major, and of course it's called Dvorak's American String Quartet. Here's the Kansas City Symphony Quartet on KPR. More from the great Antony Dvorak. Quartet number 12 in F major, Dvorak's American String Quartet, composed in 1893, and played today by the Kansas City Symphony Quartet here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where there is about now 10 minutes to go until the top of the hour and our next NPR news update. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting events with authors Rick Tulski, Keenan Orhan, and Martin McTeasley in store this February. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events. From Dvorak's American String Quartet, we now have Music for you by an American composer, Michael Torkey, who hails from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. An American composer, an alumni of the Eastman School of Music and Yale University, and a composer whose work is very much influenced by jazz and minimalism. Another interesting factoid about this composer is that he has synesthesia, that perceptual phenomenon where sounds and music are experienced as colors inside one's own head. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, he wrote a suite of tone poems that show us this process essentially working in reverse. He called it his color suite, made up of movements that were named after different colors and the sound of essentially how Torkey experienced them. We'll listen to one fun movement from that suite called Bright Blue Music with David Zinman and the Baltimore Symphony next on KPR. Known as Bright Blue Music from the color suite of composer Michael Torkey, played by the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, conducted by David Zinman here on KPR. Stay tuned next for NPR News. More classical music in the next hour. Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live or local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from our news.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, now hiring for virtual and hybrid employment, offering opportunities for professional development and career progression. Position details can be found at careers.progressive.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now there's a recording of the Swiss Italian Orchestra, conductor Howard Schelley, and music by the 19th century German composer Louis Spohr. A festival march in D major, getting things started in our 1 p.m. hour of the classics here on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me. More classical music for you. Most of our time this hour will be spent with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, along in just a few minutes with a beautiful French symphony, the only one written by the composer Ernest Chausson. That's just ahead, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival, featuring percussionist Jason Truding, on Saturday, 7:30 p.m., tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. We'll settle in next and enjoy some English chamber music, work by the composer Arnold Bax, and something that he wrote in 1934, apparently, for some friends of his that he used to play cricket with, people who also happened to be fine amateur musicians and wind players. We'll hear a sonata for clarinet and piano, played here by Paul Meyer and pianist Eric Lesage on Kansas Public Radio. A sonata for clarinet and piano, one written in 1934 by English composer Arnold Bax, performed there by Paul Meyer and pianist Eric Lesage here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:25. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. Classical music continues till 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Neuvon House of Lawrence, assisted living, caring for people with age-related issues, from memory care to physical needs. Do more, engage more, and live more at Neuvon House of Lawrence and the University of Kansas. Working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, 39 degrees. Not going to get much warmer than that today. Sky's cloudy. By this evening, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow's another cloudy day with a high of around 40. Temperatures should be in the mid-50s by Thursday. We're ready for our main performance of the hour. It's of the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Jean-Pascal Tortelier, with a beautiful French symphony, one by the composer Ernest Chausson of the late 19th century, one of the finest pupils of César Franck. He was the author of many fine chamber works, concert overtures, and in 1889, at the urging of his brother-in-law, he embarked on composing his one and only symphony, which he spent 3 painstaking years getting just right, and it premiered in 1891 to great acclaim. Symphony in B-flat major by Ernest Chausson with the BBC Philharmonic, next on KPR. Completed in 1891, the one and only symphony in B-flat major by French composer Ernest Chausson, as played by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Jean-Pascal Tortelier. It is just about 2 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News and a whole other hour of classical music still to come on a Tuesday afternoon.
At KansasPublicRadio.org.
KPR is 90 KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
Live from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Music to make a grand entrance to, composed by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov from the opera Mlada. We heard Procession of the Nobles. Another visit from the Philadelphia Orchestra and conductor Eugene Ormandy on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson, and a bit more classical music in store for you here on a Tuesday afternoon. We have some more French works to explore, works from different eras. We'll hear a bit of chamber music later from Francois Couperin of the Baroque time with Trio Settecento. Then we have something for you called the Concerto Romantique, what they call the first violin concerto of composer Benjamin Goddard. That'll be along in just a bit here on KPR. The Moscow Symphony is led by Vladimir Ziva in our next recording. An early piece for you by Alexander Glazunov is Opus 3. We'll hear his concert overture on 3 Greek themes next on KPR. An early offering from Alexander Glazunov is Opus 3, Overture on 3 Greek Themes, performed by the Moscow Symphony, conducted by Vladimir Ziva, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:25 now. We're just a few minutes away from another visit from the Slovak State Philharmonic. They'll have for us Concerto Romantique, what they call the first violin concerto, by French composer Benjamin Goddard, still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra presenting The Music of Love, featuring music for Valentine's weekend, as well as dinner and wine pairings. Friday, February 13th, 6:30 p.m. at the Kemper Museum. More at kcchamberorchestra.org. On the KU campus at the moment, 40 degrees. Tonight we should have mostly cloudy skies, low temperatures around 23. It's going to be much the same story for tomorrow, a cloudy day with temperatures around 40, a low of 22 for Wednesday night, and by Thursday, sunny, with temperatures in the mid-50s. We'll spend a few minutes next with players of Trio Settecento to enjoy a pair of Baroque-era dances, Allemande and Sarabande, from composer Francois Couperin on KPR. Allemande and Sarabande, music by French composer Francois Couperin of the Baroque time, and a performance by Trio Sedicento on Kansas Public Radio. 2:33 is the time, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News, with more classical music in store for you this evening from 7 to 9. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporium, always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Mark your calendar for February 27th and 28th. That's when KPR celebrates the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's going to be a big weekend of music that's shaken, not stirred, and you're invited to shake along with us. Check out the entire schedule of events and get tickets at that website, kansaspublicradio.org, and then join us on February 27th and 28th here in Lawrence, Kansas. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org. Ready for the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra. We have some more music from another French composer, this one of the 19th century, who went by the name of Benjamin Goddard. He's known primarily nowadays for one of his operas, which went by the name of Jocelyn, but in his lifetime he actually composed 8 operas, as well as 5 symphonies, many string quartets, sonatas, and 2 violin concertos. The first of those came in the year 1876 to great acclaim. It's known as the Concerto Romantique, Violin Concerto No. 1. We'll hear it with the Slovak State Philharmonic conductor Kirk Trevor, with violinist Chloe Hanslip here on Kansas Public Radio. Known as the Concerto Romantique, or Violin Concerto No. 1, composed in 1876 by Benjamin Goddard. We heard today the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, led by conductor Kirk Trevor and violinist Chloe Hanslip, here on KPR Kansas Public Radio. Where it's now about 3 p.m., just about anyway, and almost time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And don't forget, you can catch more classical music this evening between the hours of 7 to 9 p.m. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for being a part of things this afternoon, and I'll have more classical music for you at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom design handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.